Last night, I was lucky enough to attend an advanced screening of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Now, this is going to be my brief non-spoiler thoughts about the movie. First and foremost, just not burying the lead, I thought they did a phenomenal job. I absolutely loved this movie. In fact, eating dinner afterwards, I told my wife, if I could go see the movie again right now, I would be there. I will also tell you, the movie did such a good job. It made her want to go home and read some Spider-Gwen, which she has not read a comic in who knows how many years. So that really surprised me. This movie was Miles's movie. You know, I had really high hopes for this movie going into it. When I found out all the other spiders were going to be in it, I kind of wondered if that would pull from him, but it didn't. This is Miles Morales' movie. This is his origin. This is his story. And they nailed it. They got tons of details from the comics right. Some events in his life they referenced, but you know, maybe they're in a different order, but they're there. They got his characterization just perfect. They got his relationship with his dad, with his family, just with his uncle. You meet his uncle in it. It's all just perfect, straight out of the comics. I thought they did a really great job, really, with the way he got his powers. You do get his origin. You do see where his powers come from. You see his reaction to having the powers. And then, of course, you know, there are the other spiders as well. There's Peter Parker, whom is an older veteran Peter Parker at this point. There's Gwen Stacy, there's Spider-Gwen. Absolutely awesome. And then Spider-Man Noir, Spider-Ham, and Penny Parker, the spider who she's connected to a spider that like runs a mech suit. All of them are great characters. All of them felt like their comic book counterparts, but at the same time, changed to fit the movie they were making just enough. I will tell you the animation style really worked well for me. If you like the animation in the trailers, if you saw Venom and saw the clip of this movie that was in the credit scene of Venom, then you know what you're in for as that goes. And maybe one little criticism, there was a few times where a couple of the characters looked almost blurry at the edges. A couple times that maybe didn't work quite as strong for me. But all in all, the animation was just beautiful throughout the movie. And those times were few and far between. And of course, there's the music. The music was awesome. It didn't overpower, it didn't distract, it enhanced. It did exactly what music in a movie is supposed to do. It enhanced what was going on. Great job. Not too much else I can say about it without getting too spoilery. I will tell you, I enjoyed Kingpin. That's not a spoiler. I mean, I guess technically, but he's in the advertisement. So if you saw the trailers, you knew Kingpin is in it. I enjoyed him and his, let's go with the word henchman, even though that's not entirely accurate. But I enjoyed Kingpin and his story. You know, Sony has a history with Spider-Man, obviously. You know, they've made, on their own, they've made 5 Spider-Man movies. Plus, they contracted out to Marvel to have Marvel make Homecoming. So, you know, that was distributed by Sony. It was not really a Sony-produced movie. And then they have Venom. So, counting Venom, they really have 6 movies they've done on their own, this being the 7th. Because, again, I'm forgetting Homecoming for a second. And I will say, this is, of the Sony-produced Spider-Man movies, unquestionably in my mind, above the others, including the much-beloved Spider-Man 2. They did an impeccable job. I had thought if the movie was half as good as I anticipated it to be, that I would want Sony to make more of these animated movies. And it wasn't half as good. It was way beyond my expectations. It was absolutely incredible, and I'm glad they've announced that they are. They're like working on a Spider-Woman one, and I can't wait to see it. At this point, my ideal scenario would be for Disney to just buy back all the live-action rights, but work out a deal with Sony where they keep making more of these animated movies. I feel like they have found their calling with these things, that I feel like it, where some of their other live-action efforts didn't work for me, this didn't have any of those problems. I feel like, not to say their other live-action efforts were all terrible. I mean, there was only one I really didn't like, and the others I either enjoy or flat-out love. So it's not to say the other movies are bad on the whole. I'm just saying they've done something here. They've figured something out here. They've gotten the spirits of the character right in a way that I had not seen from Sony before. And I hope that it's a huge success. I would encourage you to go see this movie, even though it's animated. You know, some people won't see an animated movie, and I'm not going to change anyone's minds on that, but I wish that they would give this movie a shot. It deserves to do huge numbers at the box office. Now, I don't think it's going to. One, I don't really know what huge numbers or animation is considered, but it's got Aquaman coming out a week later. Aquaman's going to take all the money, and probably rightfully so, but man, was this was a treat. I really wish that Aquaman was coming out at a different time, or that this was coming out at a different time, just so it could have a little more room to breathe on its own, because I feel like if the box office wasn't so crowded at that time with that and with Mary Poppins, it would be a massive, massive hit. And it's, creatively, I think it was, which I guess ultimately is all that matters. I guess ultimately, I just want them to make enough money that they go ahead with more set in this animation world and this animation style. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Bravo. Absolutely well done. All right. Let me know what you think. And if you've seen the movie, if you saw one of those screenings, tell me what you thought of it. BrenTechPrime on Twitter.